good afternoon. A lot of people showing up. I thought we were going to do this Texans being in Monday Night Football. This is since Friday a week ago, Texans from all backgrounds have asked me to consider running for governor of Texas. I agree to consider running for that office and will make a decision by Friday, December 4th. Before then, I invite citizens from all backgrounds in our state to give me their advice and to weigh in on this decision. You can do it by going to my website at www.billwhiteforTexas.com or send me an email at billwhite@billwhiteforTexas.com. Both our next governor and our next senator should bring new leadership to the task of moving our state forward, both in Austin and in Washington. There's too much politics and too little leadership with real solutions. Texans deserve better than being last in the nation in the percentage of our population which has a high school diploma. We've seen over the last decade soaring electricity costs, soaring insurance rates, and skyrocketing costs of college tuition that have created a barrier for many people who just wanted to have a better life. Now, Senator Hutchinson postponed her decision to resign. She acknowledged in her statement that it limited her ability to campaign for the governorship. She and I both share the view that our state needs better leadership in the future, and many of her supporters have expressed that view. I thank many thousands of people who've joined our campaign. We have volunteer hours and donors from all over the state, and I'm very proud of the team. And I want those people who have joined this campaign to weigh in with me in the next 10 days to tell me what they think is right for Texas. I especially want the views of the people that I've served for almost 6 years. Here in Houston, we've shown that government can be about solutions and not just sound bites. You have been my partners in running this city hall in a business-like fashion, with sound finances, with integrity, in a manner in which is inclusive. And with that, I take some questions.
Mayor, you said
just saying that. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, just say. After she made her announcement, wherever I go throughout the state, people have assessed, as she did, that she's limited her ability to campaign for governor, and the timing of her resignation becomes uncertain. You know, the very reasons she gave for not resigning would equally apply to continuing to serve indefinitely. And I think that's created this, you know, situation where people approach me at every event constantly, and I think it's best that I listen to people and then make a decision and move on from there.
Mayor, can you talk to us a little bit about the meeting you had with Ambassador Schieffer? He came out about an hour ago urging his supporters to support you. Senator Shapley had already said that he wants to back you as you run for governor. Enlighten us on some of those conversations and how that has moved the needle for you.
Well, Maya, there's been a conversation going on, as I say, just almost constantly whenever, wherever I go, and whoever has my cell phone number, since Kay Hutchison decided that she was going to postpone her resignation, not campaign as much for governor. Tom is just one of the people. And there are people who are from both parties. Ambassador Schieffer is just one of those people who encouraged me to run, and he's been going throughout the state. We've seen each other on the campaign trail, and I trust his judgment a lot.
Why not just announce it now, or are you not 100% decided?
No, I really, you know, it's a shift of perspective. So far, I've just been focused on making the Senate race, and I think people deserve to express their view about how we can best serve the interest of Texas to do what's right, and whether Texas deserves better.
Mayor, Mr. Farouk just announced last week that he was running for governor on the Democratic ticket. And Democratic chair was there in his support. Have you talked to the Democratic chair, have you talked to anybody in the Democratic Party about running for governorship at this early stage? And will Mr. Farouk make any difference in your eyes since you and Mr. Farouk came together on an addendum because of his movement as faculty?
Yeah, I don't think my plans will depend on what's done by any candidate.
Can you beat Rick Perry?
Well, you know, that's something that people will have to assess. I do think, you know, Governor Perry got 39% at the last election. Many of us are disappointed with his performance since. And I think it's time that we had new leadership in Austin.
What are you disappointed about?
I'm disappointed at the failure to make real and tangible significant progress on cutting dropout rates, improving school achievement, limiting tuition increases, fighting polluters, and I could go on and on.
Mayor, then if you have that strong of opinion of Rick Perry's weaknesses, why don't you just announce it and so you can go on and fight him on the campaign trail?
I think it's also important that we have a good senator who'll be a voice for us in D.C., where Texas will be at the table, and I think I'm entitled to. You know, I ought to show respect for those who've supported me for listening to what they have to say.
Mayor, would it cost you as much money to run for governor as it would for Senate, do you think?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know. You're going to have to talk to some of the political gurus about that kind of stuff.
Mayor White, we talked to the Harris County Republican Party, and they are accusing you of angling for the governor's seat and also angling for the Senate should you lose the governor race, that you could run in a special election to the community of Hutchinson.
I think I haven't talked to anybody there, and sounds like sort of political rhetoric.
How important the feedback from people is it going to be to you to make that final decision?
It's going to be critically important. What I hear from people of this community and people throughout the state. I'm aware because of the confidence that has been given to me by the people of this community, the fourth largest city, people who've come from all over the state, that there's a bond of trust that I might have. You know, I think there was some Texas Monthly article that said my ears are one size too big for my head, and maybe I'm not the most mediagenic candidate, but, you know, right now people want folks who are competent and shoot straight, don't engage in cronyism, get things done. And so I've had a lot of people bending my ear about what I ought to do next, and I ought to listen, have them, you know, have a way to tell me.
Mayor, can you talk to us, explain how you will financially transition your campaign if you do decide to go to the governor's race, what you would do with your campaign funds and your fundraising efforts? Does that pertain to your...
I don't know, because I mean, we really haven't made those plans, but I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Two more questions.
Mayor, most people suggested that you should run for governor a long time ago as opposed to run for Senate. Was it your predisposition to run for governor before you ran for Senate, or were you predispositioned to run for Senate from the very beginning?
I'm not sure I follow both of those, but I'd say what people have been telling me, what I tend to hear since a week ago Friday, is that, you know, people think that if I don't step up and do this, then Texas faces more years of politics with, you know, highly charged partisanship, wedge issue politics, and a vacuum of leadership rather than somebody who'll move the state forward. And Texas cannot afford that.
Mayor, can you talk to us about your family, conversations you had with Andrea White and your kids about hospice fishing? What kind of advice have they given you?
Isn't there something like a family privilege in this business? I mean, you know, I will tell you this. I am truly blessed to have folks in my family who, you know, are part of a team with me to do service. Kids have been on the campaign trail. Andrea has. And it's not about me, but it's about what we want for our state. And I'll conclude by this. Look, a lot of families will be thinking a lot more than politics during this Thanksgiving season. They should take time to visit those who are aging in your family, those people who are isolated. And I would urge everybody, let's see how the Texans do. Let's root them on Monday. And as Thanksgiving rolls around, please say a prayer for those people who cannot be with their families because they're serving us abroad. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor.